let's take a look at some schematics of upwind, upshear, and downwind, downshear setups. Looking more closely at the upwind propagating MCS, we have our cold pool, roughly bounded here, either side of the precipitation, with outflow in both directions up against the cold pool boundary. Shear to the left of the system might be relatively strong, aiding in surface convergence and new cell development as it interacts with the cold pool. Cell propagation motion goes from right to left on this image, while wind shear or ambient winds would push storms from left to right. The cold pool may not move or budge very much as it interacts with the stronger low-level shear. The overall storm or system motion will likely be minimal and could result in a heavy rain or flood setup. In the downwind example, our storms are still producing downdrafts and cold pools, but the forward motion of the gust front gives the front-facing winds more push. This helps to increase surface convergence and leads to new cell development on the right side of the image. Both the advection and propagation motions are in much better alignment compared to the upwind example we just looked at, which would result in this system being a bit more progressive or having a faster motion.